Ray, how are you?
Doing great.
Wanted to get your take on the Michigan Civil Service Commission, who yesterday rejected a plea by a lot of non-unionized employees for a 3% pay increase. I know that you deal with your union of more than 17,000 members, but I want you to talk about that.
Well, I think overall it was a positive. You know, the Civil Service Commission basically stated that it was improper for the legislature and the governor last year to force state employees to contribute 3% of their salary to a trust for a future retiree health care trust that really provides no teeth or protection or guarantees that money will be used for state employees. So when we saw the civil service rule that way, we see that as a positive. And regarding the contribution piece, we believe that we had the same argument. You know, the state constitution clearly states the sole authority for state employee pay and benefits lies with the Civil Service Commission. And when they essentially gave us a 3% pay cut last year, you know, they violated the state constitution. So we see that as a positive. Ironically enough, Tony, we also had our court hearing in Judge Collette's court at the same time yesterday. And we filed a lawsuit, UAW Local 6000, and that's proceeding through the process as well. So hopefully all state employees will get that money back.
Tell me about that lawsuit and your day in court yesterday.
Well, you know, the there was a motion to have it dismissed by the state, and that was not granted, so it's going forward. A lot of the same arguments we're making in Judge Collette's court are some of the things that the civil service ruled on. You know, there are some differences. Of course, we have a collective bargaining agreement, and we represent the state employees that are in our union. But that's moving forward, and we're hoping also the civil service, you know, looks at the same argument when it looks at the UAW Local 6000, because, you know, that was a flawed bill, and again, we believe that was unconstitutional.
So, specifically, what does that lawsuit state?
Well, just basically just, you know, I'm not a legal expert, but essentially just that, you know, they violated the Constitution because, you know, again, civil services are the people who have sole authority to change or amend our wages and benefits, and really the legislature did that. Now, what they did during the retirement bill or part of the bill, it indicated that the 3% pay cut would go into a trust, but in reality, when you read the fine print, the trust is meaningless. So essentially, it's a pay cut.
When do you go back to court?
I don't know what the next date is for that. I do not know.
Has your union had any contact from Rick Snyder's administration about possible labor concessions as part of the upcoming budget?
Well, again, yesterday, Jan Winters, she is the director of Office of State Employer. She indicated during the hearing that state employees would be facing more, be asked anyway to give more concessions. And I think the governor's been pretty clear on that himself. You know, recently the lieutenant governor stated on the west side of the state a few days ago that on January 17th it's going to be like an atom bomb going off in Lansing because I believe all the cuts that are coming, and I'm sure concessions are going to be a part of that. So we have our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
So what are you going to be working on today, Ray?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, Tony. It's extremely busy. Right now, there's lots of anti-labor bills, right-to-work legislation that's being proposed. There is bills proposed to force state employees to pay up to 25% of their health care insurance, take a 5% cut. So, of course, we're following those bills closely. We believe that, by the way, they're very decisive, and we agree with Governor Grant or Snyder that, you know, now is not the time to introduce those type of bills. But the other thing is the appropriation committees are up and swinging. Yesterday, there was a joint House and Senate DHS, Department of Human Services Appropriation hearing. Today at noon, there is a Senate DHS appropriation hearing. Right now at the downtown Lansing. They are reviewing the Department of Corrections in front of the Appropriation Committee in the Senate. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on. We also, of course, have the state employee or public sector pay versus the private sector debate raging. And we're all eyes are fixed on January 17th when the governor puts his cards on the table and we see really what's going to happen.
And finally, before I let you go, Ray, from what you understand, what does right to work mean and what would it mean for this state should Michigan be a right to work state?
Tony, I'm glad you asked that. You know what that means? Union busting. And, you know, it's really offensive to introduce legislation like that in the state of Michigan, the home of the UAW, the home of the Big Three. You know, we are finally getting our feet on the ground here, steady and ready to climb up out of this horrible economic tsunami we went through in the last 2.5 years. And to introduce something that would try to bust unions and pit workers against people and managers against their rank and file, it's just not helpful. And we agree with Governor Snyder on that one. It's divisive, and we don't need it. We have the best workforce. That's the public and private sector here in Michigan, and we need to be positive and move forward.
All right, Ray, we'll stay in touch with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. That's 855.